So kids to Shulchan Aruch Siman Yud Gimel. Okay, now this siman begins with conditions based on Knesset based on Medrash, which we began to discuss, I think, in the last share. The dinim that come out of this are as follows. One is the din of year of Mikdashai Tira'u, and like we mentioned, that will be a machlekes paiskim if that's a din derais or a din derabanan by our shuls. There's the din of Moira based Knesset. The Prima Gadim says Mari basic Knesset is Drabanan. Masham brings down different sheets about this. I brought down two chuvas in Masham. And the Beis Yitzchak says, but one thing is clear, that to a Bezoyan basic Knesset, that's Issei D'oraisa. Now, the Kitza goes on to explain. V'lachein, also the Darba Bum Devar Mitalim. It's also to speak within them in the Bata Midrashais. Or the Batei Knesiyos, Dvarim Batelim, words of nothingness. Now, Dvarim Batelim means words where there's no real tachlis to it. It's possible that I could be speaking about mundane inyanim, but there's a tachlis to it. I'm milk learning, my son comes in, I could tell him, go out and pick up milk for mommy. That's not Dvarim Batelim. Dvarim Batelim is with just schmoozing about the news. I guess people will say that that's also important. And but I think we can understand that it's not for the basic Knesset.
What's the gather? What's appropriate?
The gather is that things which have no purpose or no reason why it needs to be spoken about in the shul right now, that's the get.
Chavashaf by Kiddush?
That's a very good question. I know the answer that I'll answer. The question is if I'm being honest. And as the answer I would say offhand is that it's needed. It's very important. It's very important for in the Memchas Kinyanim, most of them, a big chelik of them, have to do chaverim. But where do you get that? In the base manager, you're sitting with your friends. You create a chavrusha. But the truth is, that's something I should think about. Good question. You say?
More challenge.
Ah, Shlomi said a good part, which might have emes. In other words, in order not to speak during the davening, we save it up. The thoughts that we have for after davening. Okay, I hear that.
Although that's true, but it doesn't help for Hilchos Beis Knesses, especially if it's Bezayin, it's a Din D'oraisa.
Unless it's not called Dvarim Batelim. But you know what? Let me be honest, let me think about it. Wow.
But tell Shlomo, I didn't mean to argue on my Chavrusa.
I can't. Chavrusa is made to argue it. Okay. Ve'im v'chashvim ba'am cheshvayin z'al shal mitzvah k'gay kub shal tzedakim chadayim. Okay. V'noyig ba'am kavay. So this brings up a discussion that in Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon in the Shulchan Aruch Kud Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph is a noigin by him kalos roish. We're not noigin them lightheadedness. Kigod tzchoik the hitol v'sicha b'teila. This is all kalos roish, headedness. You're ignoring the kedusha that's there. So the shla when he speaks about the importance of children and bringing children to the basic Knesset by the Pasha of Hakel. He says, however, those people that bring the children to the basic Knesset, instead of receiving a bracha, a schar, like the Gemara says, some of them receive a oynish. Why? Because they're mechalal, the kedushas, beis elekeinu. They come to play there like in the streets. They laugh with each other. And they hit each other, and they run around. That's the shul's not a park. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, where he talks about also being mechanech the children. He says in the children which are ktanim beyoser, haratzim v'shavim basic Knesset, that they run in and out of the shul's b'schaik. Mutush le laviam the hergel nasa teva. He says another part over here. that you're training them, that this becomes their nature. And it's also matched with the tzibah and their tefillah. But besides all this, there's also the inyan of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. The Magen Avraham over here in Kufnun Aleph brings down that the Ari was so careful not to speak in the Beis HaKnesses, he only davened about filo divrei musa o tshuva. He didn't speak, because maybe from there it'll come to divrei chol. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he's matmiya, those that are makel to speak in the Beis HaKnesses, Beis Medrash, after tefillah, words of chol, and it comes head of nearly the spirit of Kishitas Ramban. It says it was seen that they all like the Shitas Ramban, but Knesiyah Shabbat, Allah Tanai Hina Suyais. I feel it be Shuvin, even in the Yishuv. So, therefore, for something which is Mukhrach, something that we need to do, we can always rely on the Tanai that's being made when making the basic Knesses, and therefore you don't have to stop them. Of course, he's not talking about during davening, during Kriyas HaTorah. Perhaps, okay, maybe this is what we rely on. I hear. Okay. That would be something. The Shevet HaLevi also has...
That would mean that it's very shver and very b'dievet.
Why? Nearly the Sfirlei Kishitas Ramban, she's Bayer.
Which he's not really going with.
Lachain Roy Ligar, but Oisim King. Okay. I hear you say. Okay. Back to the drawing board. But the Sheva Levi talks about bringing priests into the Beis HaKnesses, which is also a bizayin to bring a priest into the Beis HaKnesses. Are you allowed to or not? So we need to give kavod to the Beis HaKnesses. The Kitta writes, "V'nogimem kavod l'chabdam ul'rabtam," to sweep them and to wash them, that they should be clean. It's important that they should be clean, to sure not to drop garbage or to leave garbage lying around. The Beis HaKnesses should be clean. The Magen Avraham brings down that there was a Rabbeinu Yaakov. Ben Yaakov ha'imachabe b'zikna lifnei Aron HaKodesh. He brings on the Sefer Chassidim that Ben Yaakov would sweep with his beard in front of Aron HaKodesh. He had a long beard. There's actually one of the Balei Tosfos, this Rihazaken. Perhaps it's the same person. The Rihazaken, he wasn't old. His beard was long. So he would use it to sweep in front of Aron HaKodesh. And that Aruch HaShulchan says, he's matmiya. He says mashkazav a magen avram shem seva chesidim daria imachabe bezikna lefnei aroin hakodesh ein sham who dove tamua lezalzel bezikna'i rabbi main daitum nechemize. His taina was, how can you use your beard which has kedusha to it, which is something which is has kedusha to it, to sweep even in front of aron hakodesh with it? But that's if you're growing your beard with those types of machshaves for the kedusha of it. The Medrash in Parashas Pinchas tells us that Yeshua, why was Yeshua zeichet to be the one that took over the leadership from Moshe Rabbeinu? So one of his milas was v'vayomashkim omariv b'beis avad shalchahu hayimasadus asafsalim hu pyrus asamachzlois. He would wake up early and stay late in the Beis Medrash of Moshe Rabbeinu to be masada the chairs and to spread out the machzalos in order that it should look proper, it should be bederach kavod. He had kavod for the Beis Medrash, but then he was zeichet to be the leader. The next nekuda is about likim and neiros the kavod. We're madlik and neiros for kavod. The shul should be lit up. The zinyan should have light. It should be lit up. It shouldn't be dark and gloomy. It should be light and it gives a happiness. We find in Yalkut Shemayni that Devaira Isha Neviya, Devaira Neviya, her husband, was a simple person. But the Medrash tells us Lapidus, his name was Al Shem Sheishtai Oysa Psilais. He his zechus was that he added light to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Mishkan, to the Karakemach is also Marachan, this union of light, the Shloes. Akabon, there's a meaning in many shuls that there's what's called a Ner Tamid, right? One of the things they auction off to buy is the Ner Tamid. Some shuls have two Ner Tamids because by mistake they sold it twice. But there's a Ner Tamid. The union of the Ner Tamid is that there should always be light in a shul. Shul shouldn't be dark. It should be light. And that's in the Mekar Chaim. The Mekar Chaim, which was the Chavis Yoy, he writes, and the Kilos Kedoshis, they were knowing La'alik Shnei Ner Shal Shemen Shetzmidim Be'Beis Knesses Chavai. They were always burnt at the cover of the Beis Knesses. So Moshe Nogin La'alik Ner Lefnei Mispal of the Minyan Fidu B'Bai. It's just like we light a candle in front of the Mispal, in front of the Chazin. So too, they light, you have light lit in the shuls. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Yontem, Sim Topkuf Yedal Sif Hey, over there, there's a halacha where it's talking about, are you allowed a light on with an existing fire? Can I make another fire on Yontem? So there has to be a Litzayrach over here. There has to be some kind of Litzayrach. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ava Shal Basic Nes is Lechashuv Shal Batala. And there's something called a Ner Batala, where a Ner where you not allowed to have enough from it. But a ner of a basic nest is not considered batal and mutter to light it. I feel it beyond the shein yachamincha. And it's not considered mechel chol. Shari bat lakas, yesh mitzvah loisisha. There's a mitzvah that there should be a ner burning in the shul. Mishmur says, Mishmur points out that it's not just at night. El afilu beyoim nami mutter. Shu kavar amakim kishmoishinema. Kibdu Hashem ba'oyrim, b'mechav Hashem with light. Light, we don't appreciate it as much because we always have light, but spend some time in the dark and then you see what light does. The Magen Avraham over there says more than that. The Magen Avraham says not only during the day, but even if there's no one in the Beis HaKnesses, also it's mutter to light it because it's covered for the Beis HaKnesses. Even though the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha goes back and forth on this, but the idea, as he's talking about Hilchos Yontem, about Hilchos Yontem, but Avada agrees to the idea that there's an inyan of having the neiros, having light burning throughout. The next nekuda that he mentions is the kitzur ela nashik ben banav haktanim. One should kiss over there the young children, which the Paisim speak out that it's not a dafka ketanim, it's even gedolim, just the orcha, the normal derech is ketanim. Shaini Roila Harris Sham Ava Acheres Zulas Avas Hashem Yisbarach Shmai, which is interesting. The Kitzur brings this halacha down in Hilchis Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and the Ramah brings it down in Hilchis Tfila and Siman Tzadiches, where the Ramah says over there, Asa Ladon Lanashik Banav HaKtanim Beis HaKnesses Kedei Likvoya Belibay Shein Ava Kavas HaMokim. The Ben Shchai goes on to describe, to talk about this din. Ben Shchai says that kissing the hand of a Talmid Chacham, right? Some rebbes, some Sfadisha, they kiss their hands is mutter because that's the Chvayr HaTorah V'Avasa. He says, V'chein oisim ha'noigim sha'oilu l'sefer Torah b'yiridasa y'nashi g'idei ovim rabbi. Everyone kisses the hands of his father or his rebbe. They got Aliyah. It's also out covered for Torah. It's also v'chal mitzvah. It says, "Achidei kravim she'en chay v'chvaydom in a din lein nashik." Fine. They says, "If you have a gvir coming in, it says in nichnas gvir the basic nest of she'en ezakim ve'en etam chacham. Afa bina mechabdim nesib achutz lokum miparim. Even though there's a halacha about being mechabed a asher, gemara and shvuas." But im kozev esignes lo yakum l'parim the aim bechvoid zek vayt shemayim, unless he's a gvir meforsim from the yichidei kahal and he's makben on it, so then you may be able to because of darkei sholim. So you have to know if the person is expecting you to stand up for him, then it could be uvimata. Akopanim, they say over the name of Ramesha. I couldn't find it inside, but I've heard it many times. That Ramesha held. That this is of kissing the children or kissing someone else is only b'shas ha'tfilah, which is taka meduyik, from the fact that the Ramah brings it down hilchas tefillah, not hilchas kedushas basic nesses, is mashma that the Ramah held as a din in tefillah, not a kedushas basic nesses. And also in the Gra, the Zoya that the Gra brings down as a makar to this din, the Zoya is talking about Yitz, he's talking about during Daphne. One second, why don't you just take a coffee drink and put it over it? Okay, we're going to stop here and we'll continue tomorrow.
Two questions?
Yeah, just 1 minute.
I have two things. First of all, is it only davening or is it all sorts of Debra Shavagush, meaning benching, davening at home, not in a shul? Two questions, meaning benching at home, benching, during learning, during...
I've always understood that davka davening in a basic nesses. However, when I was looking it over this morning, if the deek is correct that I mentioned that from the fact that the Ramah brings it down Hilchas Tefillah and not in Hilchas Kedushas Basic Nesses, so I began to wonder that. So I tried looking around to find this Ramah inside, but I could not find it. So I'm not sure the exact together to it. But I don't know, I always thought it was in the Basic Nesses, Hilchas Tefillah.
What about what's the gather to bringing children to shul? What would the Rav's gather be? Meaning when should be brought, not
if they're old enough to daven or old enough to sit quietly throughout davening. Now there are people that bring their children for other reasons. The wives are not well or whatever other reasons they need to, which they have to make their own cheshbon on. I'm not coming here to make a speech against anyone else. But I am, and certain people feel that it is important. Asking me for my children, I wait until they were able to daven, or that they were able to sit and not make noise and run around.
What's called davening for a child, saying my daven is enough?
No. I'm only going to keep them in their seat for 30 seconds, maybe.
Yeah. Is it just, a cheshbon that your wife wants to break? Necessarily? Meaning, is that a good...
I told you. There are other cheshbons. That's why I said I'm not going to forget. There are other cheshbons.
Oh, yeah.
There are wives that are not well. There are wives that are in different situations. So he has to make a cheshbon. Are the kids going to make a lot of noise, or they're gonna go outside and play? Do you want to leave them alone outside? Other cheshbons have to be made.
Your wife and should be going out to mingin. In other words, the kids are gonna share the shul, you know, mistami, he should stay at home and daven be yechidus, then bring his kids. No.
Depends what shter you're talking about.
What was that? What did Rabbi say? It depends on what
level of shter.
Ah.
There's two questions. Besides the other people. Then there's the child himself learning that this is what shul's about. And then there's also for the father who gets shtered quicker than other people.
Yeah. What's the story with the Tanai?
So we can come across it a little later. And Eretz Yisrael is not so pasha that you can even make it Tanai.
And even if you do make a Tanai and then you use it as a basic nesses, then why does the Tanai help?
It helps that you're only not allowed to be mavaza, but it helps the Tanai you can eat and drink and do other things there.
Why could you still not be mavaza? It sounds like a tarjiv asasri.
No. Mavaza, because right now it's being used as a basic nesses. So you can't be mavaza. But the din of the Kedushas HaMakom is a chayiv, certain din, and that and not.